like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Bruck, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Carolyn.
John.
Just saw a great movie.
Oh.
It reminded me so much of Tree of
Life. Are you being serious right now?
Cloud Atlas, starring Tom Hanks and Halle Berry.
Did you really say great? Okay, so everyone listening right now, there's sometimes John and I see things in the same light. Other times, not so much. This is one of those times. Dreadful. Pseudo-intellectual, badly done makeup, prosthetics. It was distracting. The teeth alone were enough to, like, make anyone want to leave. It was like trickery. The screenwriter wanted to trick you, and instead, why don't you just write one good story? I don't need six mediocre stories
All
told
right.
at once.
Written and directed by Andy and Lana Wachowski, who did Matrix.
Right.
So you know you're in for a kind of twisting mental exercise. And if you add Tom Tickfer, the director of Run, Lola, Run, you know you're in for some very exciting action. Now, this movie is not perfect, I agree, but it's saved by the fact that there's action as well as philosophy. The six strands, the six different stories that are told here from the last 500 years, or 500 years, including a couple hundred years into the future.
I think it's like 1,000-plus years, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. And it feels like it, by the way. 3 hours of nonsense dribble. And here's the thing, John. People who like this movie, and I'm directing this at you.
Yes, I can see that.
You think this is like, you just don't get it. Maybe Carolyn just doesn't understand because it's so deep. I get it, and I don't like it.
Okay, here's the thing that I think is so ingenious about it. You have all of these strands, many of them, almost all of them connected.
Well, all of them
are
connected.
Themes, worthwhile universal themes, freedom, love, suffering.
Okay, but like, do we need 3 hours to...
It's helped by the fact that a core of actors, including Hanks, Barry, Jim Broadbent, and some others, are playing different parts. And so there's a kind of unity even in that. After you get in there about a half an hour, you get the idea of what these directors are doing in playing these mind games with you.
If I was in high school and saw this movie, I probably would have loved it and thought it was super deep because I thought I was like super philosophical.
There are way too many characters.
I mean,
but one of them, for instance, could have been a movie itself.
That's
with Jim
my point.
Broadbent.
That is my point. Exactly.
He's caught. He's a writer.
And that was great.
It was caught in an old folks home.
And that
it's
was
a great.
Great.
It will divide the audience. That people will come in like me who will say, well, that was pretty good. It was challenging and I enjoyed it. It has some epic feel to it. I like much of the acting. Even Halle Berry can act because she always does well with Tom Hanks. Then I can see on the other side, it's messy.
This should have been much better than it was. And originally I said, is it ambitious? Yes. And I can appreciate that. But at the same time, I feel like if you're going to do something like this, you have to entertain in a way that you're not insulting the audience. And I'm telling you, I felt a little insulted. I felt like there was a lot of gratuitous racial themes.
And actually, there's controversy even over some of the technicalities of the film. For instance, some of the actors are playing Asians, when why didn't they just have Asians playing those parts? And they have bad makeup, as if only their eyes were responsible for making them Asian. So overall, it left me with a feeling that perhaps I might even go back with a date so that we could
Please do not take a date to this movie, John. If you want to see this woman ever again. It was boring.
No.
It was almost 3 hours long. And I'm telling you, teeth is all I have to say. I mean, they put these, it was like awful. Tom Hanks, every single character he played had horrible, awful teeth.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, if my date were anything like you, it would not be a boring evening. Believe me, after that movie.
Is that a compliment? I don't know. I'll take it as such.
Here's my question to you.
Okay.
What grade would you award this film?
Oh, I can't. I honestly don't think I can give it a grade.
Well, give it something. It has to have a grade. I mean, I'm going to give it a B.
No way.
Yes.
I will not let you give this movie a B. Are you serious?
Yeah.
No, I'm giving it a D for disaster. Dentist. Deplorable. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online, gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Bruck. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.